Yes, back to Bridgeport and Bridgeport back to us.
Right. You mentioned Claude Hopkins.
Claude Hopkins, his father, Professor Hopkins, was head of the music department at Howard University.
I see.
He was from a musical family. Mm-hmm. And of course, in the back in those days, we were all young kids. In the adolescent stage, mm-hmm. he used to play at what they call these Hauser and Hops.
Oh,
I see. 10 cents, you mm-hmm. know. Always used to be on a Friday night,
yes.
because the next day you didn't have to go to school.
Yes.
And so he used to pay the 10 cents to come in, and that was our enjoyment, you know. Duke, I remember him. I lived right around the street corner from him. He lived on 13th Street, and I lived on T Street just around the corner. And he was all music. He never mm-hmm. went in mm-hmm. for sports, mm-hmm. athletics like the other students did. You know, he was all music.
I see.
We used to. As I said, he lived on 13th Street, right around the corner from me. I lived on T Street. We used to go to his house after school, put our books back at the door, and we would dance until time for his mother and father to come home. His father, Mercer was named after him, his son.
Mercer Ellington.
Yeah.
Yes.
We used to dance until time for his father to come home and his mother, and then we didn't go home.
Yes,
but as I say, his father, Mercer, is named after his grandfather, because Duke's father worked at the White House. Mm-hmm. He had a pretty good position as like head of the, you know, the other employees there, you know. And we used to enjoy having big times at his house and until time for his father to come home with his mother.
Yeah. You know, another thing, Mr. Collins, when did you start dating?
Start what?
Dating. Having girlfriends?
Well, I tell you, I was the dumbest thing coming along the path.
I see.
Well, ready to come along to girls, you know, like
yes.
that. I didn't know nothing.
I see. Did that start here in Bridgeport? Did you
when
start?
I left home mm-hmm. and came to Bridgeport, that's when I began to become educated in the sex life.
I see. Yeah.
Because as I said, my first time away from home.
Yes.
See, other than when in school, we used to go to Baltimore to play basketball, you know.
Yes.
And like that. And of course, I never will forget those cobblestones in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Are they still there? Have you been there recently?
No, I haven't. I only threw there by chance.
Yeah. And those red brick houses with them little white steps, and they all of them look alike.
Mm-hmm.
I used to say to myself, if you ever got high, you'd have to be a magician to find your way, which house you lived in.
Yeah. How old were you when you married, Mr. Collins? How old were you when you married?
When I was married, I was about 25 like that.
See.
Now, Marjorie, you know my daughter.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she was my firstborn.
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Her mother, uh-huh. Dorothy, was the first secretary in Bridgeport. She worked for first secretary of the English. My name Eccles. He was an engraver. Then he went into politics, and he became Senator Eggleston. Mm-hmm. She worked for him.
Well, where did you meet your wife?
Right here in Bridgeport.
I see.
See? That's, Westcott's mother, my daughter's mother, Marjorie's mother.
Marjorie,
yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And, they're one of the oldest families in Bridgeport, that is known families, you know.
Yes.
The Hallers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Was the name. And so I'd been around several girls, and I finally met Marjorie's mother, and we became pretty close, so finally. At that time, I was going back and forth to Washington. I'd come up in the summer to see her.
I see.
And so finally, I got up nerve to ask her mother if we could get married.
Yes.
And her mother, they thought quite a bit of me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I married, we got married, and Marjorie was the firstborn.
I see.
My daughter. Yeah. And next is Muriel. I only had the two. Have you ever met Muriel?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
She lives in New Jersey.
You had two daughters.
Two daughters, yeah.
Well, where did you first, do you recall where you first met your wife?
Well, I tell you, going around to little parties, you know, like that, like the average person.
Yes, yeah. House
back
parties.
In that, huh?
House parties.
House partners and like that, you
yes.
know. And back in those days, it was great for picnics during the summer, basket things. Things were cheap, mm-hmm. you know, and you could go out and have yourself a nice little outing, you know, for very little money. Mm-hmm. And when I first came here, the fad among the younger people was dinner parties.
Yes.
Their mothers used to bring out their nice china and stuff, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have dinner parties and no strong drinks, but wine, you know,
yes.
like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So people live very decently around here. Although, as I say, the business opportunity like that. It was very, you know, scarce.
Now, during World War One, you were here in Bridgeport. Were you working for the trolley, cleaning the trolley cars?
Yeah, all of us.
All of World War One.
All World War One. Not that we changed up jobs, you know, you could switch mm-hmm. around, but as mm-hmm. I say, in those days, quite a few of the Washington boys came up here, like Dr. Willis, Sidney Williston, Dr. Mm-hmm. Williston's son, and mm-hmm. different ones, you know. And
how long did you continue in that job after the war? You know, in the 20s. What kind of?
Oh, now I tell you, in 24, mm-hmm. I went to work for the Bridgeport Brass Company.
Oh, in 1924.
Yeah. Now, I started, that was another one of the prejudice factories, you know, most all of them were prejudice.
Yes.
When came down there.
Yes.
As I say, this is...
We were talking about the Bridgeport Brass.
Yes,
that's 1920.
Now, of course, back in them days, I started running the elevator and just like sweeping the floor, just like was the colored man's job.
Yes.
I worked there 38 years, and when I finished, I was the foreman of my department. About 16, all white, with the exception of about two or three.
Yes.
See?
Okay.
And But as I said, I was put there by the white man that knew I was entitled to and was qualified for it. I had my own department. I had my own budget that for that department. I did the buying and the hiring of for my department. And I worked there from 24 to 19. I retired in August the 1st, 1962. Mm-hmm. And I was put, as I say, when the colored man gets halfway there, he's got to be put there by the white man.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
So
yes.
I was put there mm-hmm. by and introduced as a foreman mm-hmm. with such men as was chairman of the board, Steinkraus.
Yes.
And president of the company like that.
Yes.
As one of them.
Yes.
I sat down with them, and we had I was waited on by the others, same as, you know.
Yes.
They were.
Yes.
And so as I get back, I worked there for 38 years. Mm-hmm. And as I say, when I first went there, I went there just as the usual black man has to do. Mm-hmm. Go there and run the elevator, sweep the floor. And I was there for probably about 39, mm-hmm. from 24 to 39. Then they made me the head of this department. I was placed there by Mr. Steinkraus, who was the president, and different ones. When I was coming along, I used to play softball with them doing intermission, and all of them mm-hmm. knew me as Art Collins.
Mm-hmm. See? Yes, all right.
All of them knew me as Art Collins.
Yes.
And
you liked softball, baseball.
I played baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In school, I was not quite a second baseman.
I see. Uh-huh.
And they all used to say if I was there had been white in them days, I'd been in the league.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But back in them days, I used to go out at Griffith Stadium in Washington. In the mornings and chase flies and like that, you know.
Yes.
And I used to come in contact. I used to sell peanuts and popcorn in the Griffith Stadium, and I'd come in contact with some of the greats.
Yes.
Like Chris Speaker of Boston. And,
yes.
Players such as that, the most stinker was Ty Cobb. He was a cracker, Georgia. Mm-hmm. He didn't like nigger with anything.
Yes, yes.
But all the big players of those days, Eddie Collins with the Phillies, mm-hmm. and you know, and I used to come in contact by shagging flies. And so, as far as baseball experience, I can seen all the greats play. I remember connected with the Yankees. That's when they got the name that the stadium that Ruth built, mm-hmm. the Yankee Stadium, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as experience along that line, I can recall a lot of incidents, you know, that
let's see.
And now
extracurricular activities, you know, in the community that you, where you, as far as church is concerned, or any organizations?
Yes, I tell you, I was chairman of the House Committee of New River Lodge, number 290, for quite a few years at the Elks. Mm-hmm. And I also handled, eventually, became treasurer of the lodge and also the chairman of the House Committee.
Let's see.
And I kept that position until I became sick, and I didn't think that the members would come, you know, and see mm-hmm. me and things mm-hmm. like that.
Yes.
They should appreciate my efforts, you know.
Yes.
For what I had done for that lodge.
Yes.
See.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had quite an experience in Elkton, you know,
mm-hmm.
As the treasurer of the New Era Lodge, number 290.
What church were you affiliated with, Mr. Collins?
St. Mark's.
St. Mark's.
Now, I guess you've read in the paper recently, they were the first Negro woman priest.
Yes, 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 I did. I read about that, yes.
Well, she is now the priest of our church.
I see.
See? St. Mark's.
Yes.
And she's done a wonderful job.
Yes.
Because Father Cuffey was our first priest.
Yes.
He was there for 40 years. And next was Father Coolidge. Mm-hmm. Now he came here, he was from, of course, most of them started from Saint, is it Saint Paul in New York, I think now. What do you call them now?
What, the seminary?
No, as an assistant, like an assistant priest.
Curate?
Curate, yeah. From New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a daycare center under his regime and
mm-hmm.
Made quite a name for himself mm-hmm. around Bridgeport here. He is now a priest, an assistant, I think I'm an assistant.
Suffragan.
Suffragan, yeah.
Bishop.
Bishop.
That's
Bishop.
Right. Suffragan Bishop.
I know you've read about him.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's what he is today.
Mm-hmm.
See? And so the priest that we have now, she's traveled all around, she's well read.
You know, there's something that interests me, Mr. Collins. How would you compare your early days in Washington with your latter days here in Bridgeport, when you came from Washington to Bridgeport?
Well, I tell you.
Was there any significant difference in the two?
Yeah, it's no comparison. Mm-hmm. As I say, Washington is a society town.
I see. Yes.
In those days, it was only known as three society towns.
I see. And how would you, this is something else I wanted to ask.